Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. We are heard every Sunday, almost every Sunday. Every Sunday, right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, also KSRO.com, and I think that's about it, right? It's enough. Enough spots to get it.
Podcast later on.
If you want to go to the, I guess it's the Ask the Expert segments of
that's where it is. KSRO yes, and page. You are number one.
Well, of course. No. Come on. What is this? Of course, I have been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah, you should be. Yes.
Or maybe besides, I have an hour first, show too. So,
or maybe it's the first day of the week.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. All right. Just don't denigrate it, Joe. Yeah, geez, just let it lie there, buddy. Come on. Number one, you just could have just shut up, you know, at that point, you know. But no, you got to keep going on, you know. Anyway, so Stanford and Cal suck. All right. Yeah, I mean, Stanford. Yeah. You know, they just.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
That was bad.
Yeah, they were hit. They were behind 7-0, ready to score, and then 100-yard interception return, and the game wasn't quite the same after.
You know, I was watching college football yesterday, and it was just remarkable how many knocked down, battered balls that turned into interceptions. I mean, there's that one guy who intercepted. I forget which team it was, but somebody came up behind him and knocked the ball out of his arms, and it popped right into the guy in front of it, his other fellow teammate who went in for the touchdown. It's just like, you know, when that
just
happens,
the way they drew it up.
Yes, it's just like they drew it up, right? That the football was like doing one of those perfect bounces. You know, that's the thing about a football, which is so interesting. You just never know where it's going when it hits the ground. But anyway, so it was kind of fun yesterday. But Stanford and Cal, they're now out of the picture. So it'll be can anybody beat Alabama?
Well, Clemson maybe.
Oklahoma lost to Texas.
Yeah, that was a heck of a. I got there for the end of that game. Well, maybe Clemson. They're the only thing close to a wipeout yesterday. If you 63-3,
yeah, that was Wake. You have to play Wake. I mean, come
well,
on.
Wake's in their league, so
which says something about league development. Yeah. Yes,
okay. Not every league team is tough.
No. Look at the Pac-12. No, no, they're all weak.
Yeah, well,
is there any strong team?
Maybe Washington, but it makes for an interesting race, but.
Anyway, so we shall see what happens. So go Giants. Oh, wait, the Giants are in it either. So anyway, so give us a call if you want to chat, 636-1350, 636-1350. We're going to have Mr. Otto Kobler come on to the show today because, you know, the interest rates have surged a bit. They're now over 5%. You probably get 5, maybe 5.25. You know, for a lot of people, you know, you would think, as I would, that 5.25 is one heck of a rate. Well, you got to remember that the median home price, though, is now it's about $670,000. So, you know, there was a time when, you know, 5% was, you know, a heck of a great rate. And, you know, how could you complain about that? Well, that's when maybe home prices were a lot less. So right now, when you're looking at $670,000 for a home, when those rates start tweaking up, you know, the affordability kind of drops. I was reading an article in the PD today about a gentleman who was lamenting the people leaving California, and he was talking about how the areas to where they're, you know, Californians are going to are really getting resentful about us leaving our state and going and screwing up their state. Colorado, I guess, has a a proposition on where they're going to make, you know, they have to increase the transportation. It's getting to the point now where you can't get around there anymore because of the traffic. In Colorado, they have an affordability crisis. And, you know, you wonder, you know, who's driving those prices up. But right now in Colorado, as we discussed last week, they have a minimum home price of $410,000, and they have an affordability issue. I mean, wouldn't you love to have $410,000 here? Well, not if you're a seller. But, I mean, compared with the rates we have today at $410,000, we'd all be going, yeah, baby. But that would probably drive the prices up anyway. So, but it's really interesting to know. So Otto's going to come on to the show, and we're going to chat about buy-downs. And I'll wait to discuss just what a buy-down is. But it has to do with making the property more affordable in the way of interest rates to a prospective buyer. And nowadays, if you have a property that's languishing on the market and you're thinking, well, price reduction, price reduction, price reduction, you may wish to, you know, do something else than lowering the price. And, you know, you can do the obvious thing is to, maybe vamp the property. There's any number of things you can do when it comes to staging. You know, maybe you tried to sell it and you couldn't, and so maybe put in a fresh face on it. But now it's getting people back into the property. And one of the ways you can do that is by offering, perhaps a buy down for the interest rate, perhaps paying for closing costs, perhaps offering, like we discussed in the last few weeks, offering for FHA, VA, this kind of thing. All right, so those are the tools you can use. But we're going to have Otto come on and explain this buy-down program and see what's going on with it. So speaking of, is he on there? I'll tell you what, before we go to Otto, let's see. So I just want to kind of set the window of what's going on right now. So right now, when you look at the, you know, and the reason we're bringing this up is because our sales have dropped off dramatically. They're down about 26% over last year at this time. But the difference between, you know, August and September, it was huge. It dropped 33% that one month alone. So sales, you know, went from like 480 down to 323, something like that. So big, big drop. And a lot of that is because, number one, I think interest rates had a lot to do with it. A lot of people are just saying, you know, the affordability factor is raising its ugly little head. So that's always an issue. So let's bring on Otto, and we'll just do a little brief introduction and say howdy to him, and then we'll take a break and have him come back in and chat about other stuff. Good morning, Otto.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm just terrific. How are you?
Good. I'm very good.
Very good. You sound like you just came running in from somewhere.
Yeah, just in from Sebastopol.
Yes, in Sebastopol, right. Yeah. So we're looking at interest rates, and you and I were chatting about, okay, well, what can we do, to make homes more affordable for folks? Because we've had this dramatic drop-off in sales. I don't know if you heard me talking about that. But sales are dramatically down from last year, but they're just really dramatically down from August. And, you and I were chatting about, some of the buyers that you have in the pipeline and how people are really – on the cusp of just not qualifying because of our, high medium home price of 670. And you couple that with, increasing interest rates, and a lot of people are falling off, basically the face of the earth when it comes to buying a house because now they just can't afford it. And so you and I were discussing this, and we thought, and I think you'd brought up the thing about the buy down. And I remember doing a buy down, Otto, back in, God, I'm not going to say what year it was, but we got down to like under 11%.
Right.
So, and it cost like the seller something like 4 point. I mean, it was a big cost, but he had to sell the house, and that was the offer we brought him. And it was remarkable that, you know, my client was like ecstatic. He got under 11%. So here we are, you know, many, many millennia later. we're talking 5.25%, right? And now we're looking at buy downs. And people say, why are you doing buy downs with 5.25? Well, because the median home price is now 670. So it's significantly more, yeah. So I'll tell you what, let's just take a break. We're going to have you come back, and we're going to introduce you and all that good stuff. And then let's go over interest rates as they are today, and then we'll gradually get into the buy down program. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Okay, we have Otto Kobler on the phone. Otto is a longtime great lender here in Sonoma County at Summit Funding. He's the general manager there. We'll take a break and come back more with Otto. Call-in numbers are 636-1350, 636-1350. Right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Lanny Davis.
After the November election, I think Mr. Mueller will be ready to publish his evidence of a conspiracy to obstruct justice and a conspiracy to corrupt a presidential election.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour once again, and on the line with us is Otto Kobler. Otto, good morning. I think Otto's there. You just lost him? Otto, call back. 636-1350. 636-1350. Won't be the first time Otto's been hung up on, but here he comes. All right. So we're discussing buy downs with Otto, and buy downs have been done. They were done years and years ago, when the rates were astronomical. I mean, when we were really in double digit interest rates, and like I was talking about that, I did one. It had to be 20, 25 years, 30 years ago in the rates. We got under 11%, and we were like ecstatic. So, Mr. Kobler, are you there again, sir?
I am. I'm here.
There you are. Okay, great. All right. So let's chat about. So let's do interest rates. So give us the whole slew of what the rates are like today.
Okay. So our conventional loans, interest rates are really driven heavily by credit score. So people should always know that, so that you can fix your credit score stuff. A lot of it is fixable. It'll have an impact. So, for example, today, somebody with great credit. On a conventional 30-year loan is going to be right around 5.125%.
Right.
And it fluctuates every day. Last week was a pretty rough week because the employment numbers are so good. So 5.125% for a 30-year fixed. If you go conventional high balance, that's above $453,000, then it's generally about 0.25% higher. So you're like 5.375%.
Right.
And then jumbo loans, interestingly enough, are better. They're, the interest rates are the, on those are in the high 4%, like 4.875%. And there, again, there's variables for credit scores are going to make a big impact off of those numbers. So those are the, that's the basic stuff. FHA and VA, which is back in play again. You know, the one nice aspect with the market getting the way it is right now is those folks can actually make offers and get them accepted, where it was tough 6 months or a year ago to get a an FHA buyer into a property. So those rates are very comparable to the conventional rates. They're going to be in the low 5% rate for FHA loan.
Yeah, and the reason you want to do an I know the VA, obviously, if you have VA benefits, you'd want to use that. But FHA, you know, we're looking at the infamous, you know, PMI, and the monthly payments can be pretty staggering. Yeah. And that's one of the main reasons why a lot of people stay away from them. But the main reason people like them is because of the low down payments.
3.5% down payment, which is really sweet in this, you know, in our high price market. It's hard to save money for a down payment, so that makes it nice. And it's really, it's honestly, the other thing is very forgiving on credit issues. So if you got, you know, little credit dings or whatever that's lowering your credit score, or a bankruptcy or foreclosure in your credit history, FHA is very forgiving of that. And that's that. Those are the two things: low down payment and a little forgiveness on your credit issue.
Right. Yeah, and so that is a great deal. And right nowadays, I mean, I'm telling folks, if you've not offered FHA or VA financing, if you're a seller, you know, you may want to throw that out there, and especially if you have a pretty clean property with you know, and it shows well and there's not very much damage to it. You and I have always joked about, you know, moving that planter over the by that trim that's a little rotted when an FHA appraiser comes through there. But the, you know, the FHA appraisers will, you know, look at a house, and I've told the story before where we had a duplex, and we were worried about the floors being too soft, and the guy went through it and said, no problem. And he says, but that barn over there, you got to tear that down. So it's any health and safety issues are the key with the FHA.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I really think in any market, if you're doing an FHA loan, the lender, the loan originator should go out to the property. It takes nothing for a guy or a gal to go out there and look at it and go, hey, there's this, and this. Here's two or three little things to clean up before the appraiser gets there. Whoops, it's not going to be doable. But more often than not, it's totally doable. It's just a little, take care of that paint, fix that little thing, and then you have no problems.
There you go. And you know, you can help it, you know, somebody get into a property, whereas before, when the market was super hot, you know, you would have five or six offers on a property, and the VA, FHA ones, unfortunately, were kind of pushed to the side when you're looking at a cash or a big down payment, you know, loan.
Yep.
And my sellers always said, well, what's the difference? Why is a big down payment different than a 3.5% down loan? So maybe you could tell us the difference.
So the first thing is perception, right? The perception is it's a VA offer. There's more difficulty, and the borrower is weaker.
Right.
And so, and there's some reality in that perception, that the borrower is weaker. They've got lower credit scores, and they're generally coming in with lower down payment amount. So the net dollar to the seller is exactly the same. It makes no difference. It's just the perception I'm dealing with a weaker borrower.
Yeah.
But now in this market, you know, I was talking about the scarcity issue before. You know, before there was 10 buyers and one property, and now we've got 7 properties and 2 buyers. It's flipped on us. So we've got to create scarcity in the opposite direction for the, you know, sellers have to do things to attract buyers now, not buyers do things to attract the seller to their offer.
Exactly. It really is pretty dramatic how much those sales did drop in that just this 1 month, let alone over last year. But, you know, we've seen it coming. I mean, I've been tracking this stuff for years. And starting in May, you can see the sales were just sluggish as heck. And they've really never done anything when you look at year over year. You know, the numbers are, we're probably down about probably 10% over last year. So, you know, it's really interesting to see that, because it's just been that general, and I think you just have to blame it on affordability, Otto. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, it's an interesting thing, because if you think about, this isn't just a Sonoma County issue.
Yeah, right.
It's, I've got a colleague, buddy of mine, who works for the same company in Tucson, Arizona, and their market's off dramatically, and their pricing, you know, their prices are substantially less than ours. So
yeah.
I think you're right. It's affordability is part of it, and the other big part of it is rising interest rates. So we've had rising home prices, and now we've had rising interest rates. And you and I are a little jaundiced, because we remember super high interest rates, and to us, like 5.25 is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's not. It's a great interest rate still. But coming, looking at it from just the short term, like the last 10 years, you go like, wow, we went from a low in 2013 of 3.25%. Now we're at, call it 5.25%. That's 2%. That's a lot of movement. And
yeah,
that really does affect affordability, you know, right now here. So
yeah. And not only that, it's that whole phenomenon about people saying, why should I move? If I'm at 3.5%, okay, and now I get to go 5.25% and I get to spend more money on a property, and so that maybe perhaps that the down payment I now have, which would get me to a lower payment, it's going to be the same now because the rate's 1.5% higher. So that's a lot of people are staying put, you know, for that reason. And then also the whole fire, because here we come up on the anniversary of the year fire, that's kind of a, you know, a thing I'm still trying to figure out, just how it impacted the sales for this year. So it's kind of an interesting phenomena. But right now, so the long term thing is the Fed is still pretty aggressive on interest rates. You think they see the overheated economy and they're just trying to put the brakes on it? What do you think's going on? What's Summit's official position on this, or is there an official position?
It's exactly that. Is that the economy is rolling at a tremendous rate. Unemployment is the lowest it's been since the 1960s. Wages, everything. It's funny, you know, when Obama was president, people were like, "No, it's not that good." And it's like, "No, there's a lot of jobs. Good things were happening." And now with Trump, it's the same thing. There's that partisan part that people don't want to acknowledge that things are good. It's a good economy.
Yep.
It's been growing for the last, whatever, 10 years. It's been a strong growing economy since we got out of the recession. And so ultimately now the Federal Reserve is past trying to deal with the recession, and now they're a little behind on fighting insipid inflation.
Right.
So they've already told us they're going to raise interest rates at least two more times here before they even really pause to think about it again. So we're going to get two more bumps, a quarter of a point each, so that's another half point on their rate. And then what happens? So now it's going to be, well, now they're dealing with just the economy and the strength of the economy. So that's what's going to, they're probably going to, they'll look at it at that point. So we'll get two more bumps, and then they'll look at it and go, okay, maybe it's enough, maybe it's not. It's probably not.
But. Yeah. Well, I mean, we've had this, you know, expansion now for quite a while. So it's, we all know what must go up must come down, you know, eventually. So we've seen it before. But you just got to, even Chris Thornburg was here this last week. He of Beacon Economics was saying that, look, you know, he can't really see anything in the economy that would make it, you know, falter and fall on its face. And I'm kind of looking around too, saying, looking at the real estate market, and I'm going, okay, well, you know, what are the factors we had before and what are they like today, Otto? And, you know, we both went through that debacle, you know, the 2007, 2008 crash. And there's a lot of things that are just not there. We're going to take a break and come back more. Otto and I will chat about that. Plus, we'll get down to the subject of buy downs and see if you're a seller, what you can do to bring more buyers to the table. So we'll take a break, come right back with Otto Kobler. Stay tuned for him and give us a call. No, I guess you can't give us a call because Otto's on the line. Anyway, but just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
FM
FM News Talk Radio. North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
A Hummer limousine crash leaves 20 dead in upstate New York, say state police. This person at the scene, Bradeen Finnegan, lives in the neighborhood in Schoharie, about 170 miles north of New York City. She says she heard screaming.
The first responders broke some windows to try to get people out, and I believe the jaws of life were here on the side of one of the fire trucks.
Investigators are headed to the crash site, says the National Transportation Safety Board. Florida Governor Rick Scott announcing that he will issue an executive order declaring a state of emergency today for counties in the Florida Panhandle and Big Bend, expecting that a storm system in the Caribbean will become Tropical Storm Michael today and head for the Gulf Coast on Wednesday. Just updated by Haiti's State Secretary's office. Total deaths now at least 12, over 180 others injured. Damage to buildings from yesterday's earthquake, a 5.9 magnitude. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home, and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies, warm temps to start the week today at 82, 72 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 55, 57 on the shores. Blue skies for Monday at 81, 68 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, temperatures drop a bit to the mid-70s, 60s on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. I'm sorry, but I'm freezing here in the studio. I'm in my shorts and a polo shirt, and Joe is like, you know, the trying to figure out how to work the thermostat. And anyway, so Otto, are you there? Nope.
You know, I can barely hear you. There, music is playing in my ear here.
Yeah, Joe, there's music playing in Otto's ear. Sorry, Otto.
No.
Is that better?
Yeah, no music.
New music. Hey, okay, good. Okay, so, yeah, and, you know, you and I were chatting off the air about, okay, I'm getting feedback now, Joe. I'm getting feedback. You got something going on here. I'm echoing. I don't know. I do. Otto, you hear any feedback at all?
No, not now.
Okay, all right. I'll suffer through it. Are you at a gym?
No, I'm in my living room.
Oh, it sounds like I hear people changing weights on banging and stuff like that.
No.
Tell that son of yours to keep it down, will you, for God's sake? Anyway, so let's chat about buy downs because you know, like you said, you know, I did buy down a long time ago. And it may be something that you can offer, you know, a buyer to get in your property. I just had a little property over in Rincon Valley on Blackstone Court, which is listed for $529. And, you know, we had it in escrow. We offered and gave a substantial credit, you know, to the sellers or to the buyers. And they've still backed out because there were some other issues going on with their life and stuff. But the thing is that, you know, I was talking to my clients. I said, maybe we should maybe consider offering a buy down. So explain to us the concept, explain to us the cost and all that good stuff.
Okay. So the basic of a buy down is the seller is paying, it could be anybody, but in this context, the seller is paying money to get a lower monthly payment for the buyer of the home. And if you're a seller, you're going to go, well, why do I want to give away my money like that? You don't. What you're trying to do is attract more buyers to your property by offering something that's unique, something that's different. So, Mike, you and I were talking about affordability is a big issue. Even though in our worldview, 5.25% is a great interest rate. If you're, you know, a young 30-year-old, 33 or whatever, your whole life, your adult life has been in a world of low interest rates. So 5.25 is not a low interest rate. And now we've got high prices and higher interest rates. So the affordability is a big issue. So a buy down, in a buy down, so there's two different types of buy downs that we offer right now. It's one is a 3-2-1 buy down, and the other is a 2-1 buy down. The difference between them is the cost of the buy down. So on a 3-2-1 buy down, it works like this. We're going to use 5.25 as the market interest rate for today. So 5.25%, with a 3-2-1 buy down, the initial interest rate for the first year of the loan is going to be 3% less than the 5.25. So it'll literally be 2.25 for 1 year, 3.25 for 1 year, 4.25 for another year, and then finally 5.25.
Yep.
And so what it does is it's a nice, easy transition for a buyer. Hey, I'm going to get 1 year at 2.25%. My monthly payment's literally going to be $1,000 less than it would be when it gets up to the 5.25%. And it gives me this sort of trajectory. Yes, I know it's going to go up, but it's only going to go up to the market rate, where market rates are at right now.
Right.
And that $1,000, by the way, that was on the calculation based on $650,000 purchase price. So if you're a buyer in this market and you go like, you go, well, I can afford that payment. It's very comfortable. It's very easy to step in on that low monthly payment. And yes, it's going to go up, but it's only going to go up to the market rate. And my father is telling me that rates used to be a lot higher and they're probably going to be higher. I'll still be at a 5.25% rate,
yeah.
But it gives me 4 years to get there.
Sure.
Now the cost to the seller is about $24,000 for that buy down. And so the,
and that's, the 3-2-1.
Yeah, that's the 3-2-1.
Right.
So the argument would be, you know, a seller might say, well, I'll just cut my cost. You know, I'll just cut the price of the house. Yes, you can do that. That's absolutely, that's always a good idea in this market.
Mm-hmm.
But when you cut the purchase price of a property by $24,000, it doesn't affect the monthly payment dramatically. It's a very small number that's
right.
cut off.
Right.
Versus with the buy down, you're getting, like I said, almost $1,000 off on the monthly payment. So dollar for dollar, it gives the buyer a much easier entrance into buying your property.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of folks just don't, you know, they go $24,000. Well, the reason that is because you're basically making the payments for the folks for those times, you know, that's what you're doing.
Right.
You know, it's just they're still paying that. Somebody's going to be paying that. You're just doing it for the buyers to get in. But like you said, it really is one way where they can, you know, if you dangle that carrot out in front of somebody and say, look, you know, you can go to that house over there, but you know, if you come in here with our house, you know, we're going to save you this much per month, and you're going, holy Toledo, you're going to save me $1,000 a month. And believe me, folks, that adds up real, real fast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. $1,000 is real money.
Real money. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I've always thought it was. But but Joe was going, yeah, $1,000, that is real money. You think?
Yeah,
I totally get it, because that's something that's going to entice, and that's what's going to make a buyer really, hopefully, you know, pick up and say, wow, so how does this work? And so then the smaller one, you have the 3-2-1, then you have the 2-1, is basically mm-hmm. all you're doing is paying the interest they would pay anyway, okay, to get them into your house, but you're passing the savings along to them. And like you said, the difference of taking $24,000 off the asking price and then figuring out what the loan amount's going to be, it's not going to be that significant at all.
No, it's going to be, you know, if it's $25,000 off a price, you're going to lower somebody's monthly payment by about $20,
yeah.
$25.
Yeah.
It's not. It's just surprisingly not much money.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about having the rates the way they are today. If you want to refinance, you know, you can take a lot of money out of your house with real cheap dollars, which is very cool. But getting back to the buy down, so basically when someone, are you qualifying them at that lower rate on, or are you qualifying them at the current market rate today?
No, so in the old days we used to qualify on the bought down rate. Now you have to qualify on the full rate, the 5.25% rate, or whatever the underlying rate is.
So
but yes, it's at the full rate.
Right. So that 3-2-1. So in the third year, it's going to go to the 5.25% that it is today.
Correct.
So that's what's happening. So it's not going to be something the rate's going to be like in 3 years. It's actually going to be the rate today, which you're buying in this environment, not like 3 years down the road.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
So no hidden surprise. You know that it's going to cap out at 5.25%, and which is where rates are at, you know, more or less right now. And so it's a good way to go. Here's another interesting thing, and you and I were alluding to it, is the economy's strong, everything's looking great, but that too will change. There will come a point where we have actually an economic recession again, not just, you know, the real estate market softening up. And in when that happens, now that the Feds have raised interest rates, they'll go back to their normal model of lowering interest rates. And so if you've got a 3-2-1 buy down, and so you're going to have 3 years before you even get back to the 5.25% rate, there's a pretty darn good chance that that makes what this economy would have to run 13 years in a growing economy without a recession.
Yeah.
That would be almost impossible.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so it's a great product, you know, and if you're a seller out there thinking about, like you said, dropping the price or really giving some value to a buyer, you may want to try that first. So either way, you're going to pay it, but one, I think you're going to attract more buyers to the, you know, to your property, because that's a big savings for them.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing that we were talking about is in this market, what's scarce are buyers, not properties. So we've gone from, you know, 10 buyers for one property. Now we've got 7 properties for 2 buyers. So we've got to stand out. We've got to create scarcity, or the listing, the property has to create some sort of scarcity. What makes it unique? It's either the amenity or the price, or the combination of those two, the amenity and the price. You know, like, does it have the beautiful kitchen? Well, if there's 3 houses that have the same beautiful kitchen, then the price is going to be the driver on it, or maybe a buy down is the driver on it, but there's only 2 buyers. So
right.
If you got 7 houses, who's going to win? Somebody's going to, 5 people are going to be left with their houses not sold.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's to me, that's one of the beauties of it, is like, help the buyer get in. It's a relatively, when we do price reductions, $25,000, you know, that's not that much on a $600,000 house. Might as well pump that into a buy down thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so it's one of those, you know, in your quiver of, you know, weapons for a realtor, you know, if you have a buy down house that will offer a buy down, you know, it can really set you off from the pack. And like Otto says, if all things are normal and you got 5 properties, but one has a buy down where your buyer is going to save $1,000 a month, it's kind of like, hello.
Hello. Yep.
That's pretty good, you know, and that's going to be some huge, big savings, and they can sock that away. You know, they can, you know, it, you're saving $1,000 a month, that's 12 grand for the first year. You know, in the second year, you're going to save what, half that auto? Is that what it works out to be?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So when all is said and done, you know, the money you're going to save could be close to 18 grand. You know, you could do a lot of stuff with that around your house. So, you know, it's got a lot of advantages. And I think we just need to get back into that mentality. And a lot of these realtors who are currently selling here, you know, you talked about a generation who knew that those low interest rates. There's also a generation of realtors who have only known these interest rates and have known nothing else with the market. You know, they haven't seen a market where it's been like, you know, real hard to sell properties. You know, there was a time when, You know, we'd have houses on the market for 9 months, you know, or 6 months, and you would, you know, you would be taking price reductions, or people would just stick with their price, you know, and just wait for that buyer to come along. But you would offer some of these programs, and some of these buy downs were very popular at one time. So I think the smart agents out there who want to, you know, really represent their sellers are going to start advising them as to what's going on in the market, number one, and number two, what tools you have to separate yourself in the pack.
Well, and that's so true. You know, if you're a seller who doesn't really want to sell, this is not the right market for you. If you're a seller who really wants to sell, then you need every tool that you can get. You have to price the property right, and even priced right, you still have to be open to doing something more to bring it. It's not, price is absolutely the most important thing, but amenities the next most important thing. And so if there's two identical houses and they're priced identically, one will get sold and one won't get sold. Be the one that gets sold. That gets it done.
You got it. So, Otto, give us your contact information. I'm sure people want
to
get a hold of you.
I'm here in Santa Rosa. I was actually, my office is right across from the old Round Barn. It's the one building that didn't burn down up there at 3550 Round Barn Boulevard. My phone number is 522-6300. So 522-6300.
6300 522-6300. Oh, you've heard Otto before on the show, and he's one of our preferred lenders here on the Real Estate Hour. We appreciate Otto, you calling in on a Sunday and chatting us to about a buy down. So, like you said, folks, if you want to separate your property, you know, talk to your agent, have them call Otto, get the lowdown on it, and maybe we'll see more of those buy down programs out there.
Yep.
Great. Okay, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate you calling in on Sunday.
All right, Mike.
All right, take care. Bye. That's Otto Kobler of Summit Funding. Once again, his number, 522-6300, 522-6300. We'll take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Smart board member Deb Fudge. We get the Windsor extension.
This is great news, not only for Windsor, but now Healdsburg and Cloverdale are getting excited for inching that train northward.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503. 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. And, you know, the reason we're bringing, you know, this buy-down program up is that, you know, the sales have dropped dramatically, as we discussed earlier in the hour. And, you know, the difference between August and September was extremely dramatic. I mean, it's just like off a cliff, like over 33%. You know, and it's in basically the reason I bring that up is that, you know, you sellers need to know what the market is like, number one. And number two, you buyers need to know what you can, you know, ask for nowadays. If you're a really well-qualified buyer with a good amount of money down, you know, you can hopefully get out there and get yourself a really good deal. So, you know, talk to your realtor. I'm sure they'll They'll inform you of all those tools that are available for you. But if you need help, and that buy-down program sounds interesting, this is when you start looking for those houses that have been on the market, say, you know, for 30, 60, 90 days, and go to them and say, look, you know, I mean, I'll pay your price, but I want you to do this buy-down program for me. And you'll be saving your family, like Otto says, that one scenario we had, $1,000 a month. And that's what Joe says, this is some serious money. Right, Joe?
Yes.
Right, it's real money. It's a fair amount of money. Mm-hmm. You know, $1,000 a month. And, you know, over the course of a year and a half or however long the buy-down will be, that's going to be some pretty significant, you know, like $18,000 perhaps in your back pocket. So, or in your front pocket. Either way, it's an interesting scenario. So you can give Otto a call at 522-6300. If you're not working with a realtor now, and you know, this is the kind of the service that you think you could use, then you know, give Otto a call first. We want to make sure you're always pre-approved before you start looking for property. And then you can always track me down here on the station. My email is really hard to remember, mike@mikekelly.com. So mike@mikekelly.com. But, you know, looking at I went back 3 years, so I was trying to figure out just, you know, what the sales have been looking like. And the, you know, there's not that big of a dramatic difference between, say, 2016 and 2017. But when it comes down to 2017 to 2018, you know, at this time of the year, January through September, last year we had 3,530 sales. Now we have about 3,160 sales. So you can see we're off, you know, about 400 sales. Not super dramatic when you look at the course of, you know, what, 9 months, but still, you know, it's cooling off, as we can see. And, you know, the median home price is now out of the double digits and it's like about 7%. So, you know, we're going to be seeing, I think, probably a further cooling as we get into the winter. So as we've always discussed, if you really want to get the best deal you can, you go when there's less competition. Obviously, even though the inventory is going to be dropping right now, I think we're at about 1,195 active listings for the entire county. Now, you may think that's a lot, but that's all price points, too. And basically, that's all areas of Sonoma County. So it gets a little skinny when you start looking at, you know, Northeast Santa Rosa, Southeast Santa Rosa. You know, it just, those numbers quickly get to the point where you can go out and see what's available in an afternoon, and that's it. So the scenario is that, you know, you want to monitor the marketplace. And, you know, with the rates the way they are, you know, hopefully what will help people get more into houses is the affordability issue. And, you know, here we are sitting around $670,000 for a median home price, and that's cheap for the Bay Area. But when you look at the rest of the nation, you can see, you know, affordability raising its ugly little head all over. And the reason that is because a lot of people leave in California or leave in the what we consider the unaffordable areas or going to areas and driving with the prices there. And, you know, it's like, it just seems to be like a scenario which is running across the country. You know, it's going to get to the point where it's going to just be real tough all over. There's always Texas, though, folks, okay? You can always go to Texas. In the deep south, prices are, you know, fairly, you know, stable and very affordable. And, of course, you have to live with, you know, humidity and all those kind of things. And, yeah, I know, it's that I can't take humidity. No, can't do that.
We get a little bit here, and I go bonkers. Like earlier in the week, it was a little muggy.
Oh, my God.
What did I do? Move to the east?
Oh, but you don't, I mean, have you ever been into a really humid area?
Yes, Virginia.
Virginia.
I learned wind chill there in the winter and humidity. Before I was stationed in Virginia, I was told 90 degrees. It was different over there than here. I said, oh, 90 degrees is hot.
90 degrees.
Yeah. But I got over there. It was a different world. Yeah, a different world.
Yeah, I remember I was in the South. You know, I've talked about the story before. For 4th of July, I was in Atlanta. And, oh, God, it was unbelievable. I mean, you know, you couldn't walk because of the humidity. It was just like this wall around you, you know. It's just like you're walking through, like, water.
Well, you know what? I went to a Monday night football game in New Orleans once, and I always wondered why a fair-weather city had a dome. Found out why. When I went into that dome, it was Monday night, so the game was over at midnight, but I wish it was the longest game in the history of the NFL. It was terrible.
I don't know. I know how people can live in the South, but who knows? They're probably looking at us and going, California? How do you guys live in California?
They think earthquake, huh?
Yeah, earthquake. Well, actually, we, you know, when people ask about, you know, you'll have your big one. We had our big one. It was last year, and actually the anniversary is tomorrow, and that was the fire. I mean, I doubt if you had an earthquake in Sonoma County, and we've had plenty of earthquakes. I mean, Santa Rosa was the hardest hit area in the 1906 earthquake. It flattened the city. Well, that was because they were, you know, they didn't use, like, really good quality mortar. And they found out that a lot of the reasons a lot of these buildings fell is that they were using, I guess, sand from the creek. And it just did not have the proper consistency to use for cement. So all those brick properties just shook down. But, you know, you would wonder just, you know, I mean, now with the bolting of, you know, homes to the foundation, the shoring up of cripple walls, you know, which are usually, you know, turn of the century type houses, which is the JC area, McDonald area, that they've shored those up. So what happens if we do have the big quake? Would we lose 5,200 houses? You may have some structural damage, but it's not going to be anything like we had with the fires. So if somebody says, are you guys waiting for the big one? I would look at them and say, we've already had our big one. Okay. And it literally wiped off the planet 5,200 homes. It did a damage. 5,200. I mean, it just wiped them out. And unfortunately, all the possessions and, you know, of those people. And, you know, the PD's been doing some great reporting on this subject over the last, you know, couple of weeks. And we've had friends, realtors, affiliates we've known who have left the area because one of those was a gal named Chrissy Minatello who was a rep for one of our companies who services real estate agents. And she just, you know, she grew up in Fountain Grove. She was in an area where she basically lost everything and no landmarks remaining. She felt that she was just, everything that she had identified in her life that was, you know, her life was gone. So she ended up moving to San Diego. So we're seeing a lot of that. So just be mindful. Okay, the anniversary is like coming up tomorrow. All right. And we'll chat about some sales regarding the land sales here next week. But just be careful. Be careful out there. All right. And always stay tuned to KSRO for all the latest in local news, the Marconi Award-winning morning show with Pat Kerrigan. What's that? I better, yeah. Anyway, so we'll see you next Sunday. If you want to give me a call to chat with me, give me a call at 322-8503, 322-8503. Thanks for Otto Kobler for coming on. Otto's number is 522-6300. This is Mike Kelly. It's been the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.